seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
I think we're getting started here. All right, so we are getting started. But one thing that I think needs to stop, and I think my co-host, Dr. Decker Weiss, needs to stop. Or not, you don't need to stop, but this you think needs to stop is antibiotic use.
Yeah, and it's not stop, it's just get it under control.
I don't know, I'm going to argue with you a little bit here. I'm serious.
Really?
I'm going to go all the way over here and then I'm going to come back perhaps, but I got to tell you, I think it's a habit and it needs to stop.
Part of the reason why I want to do this show is I just, was rotating and I was actually training some doctors in Europe. And when every patient comes in, they have a whole antibiotic control and they swab like 8 parts of their body when they come in, immediately plating for resistant bugs. And then there's only one doctor in the building that can prescribe third generation cephalosporins and quinolones. And to what that means, listeners, is the ones that really tend to get us in trouble are the classes of cephalosporins and quinolones, or even past that. And we hand them out in primary care facilities, like for earaches.
Okay.
And they have a specialist who does it very, very rarely. And because of that, they almost never have to prescribe these heavy-duty antibiotics. And they don't automatically give them. If it's viral, they don't give them. And they just don't have the problem to anywhere near the degree in Europe as we have here.
Okay.
And they also don't give steroids and antihistamines with antibiotics. They almost never do. And when I was in med school, I was always taught, do not ever give an antihistamine with an antibiotic because the histamine is protective for the infection. It'll take longer to get over. Do not give steroids with it. And here we got every little kid with asthma. They go into the pulmonologist and the guy gives them steroid and antibiotic at the same time. And the listeners, where is this going to affect you? This means that when you need it, it's not going to work.
See, that's then you're right. You've already brought me back. So you're right. Because the truth of the matter is that antibiotics can be very helpful for many infections. But you're right. We have to get it under control because just what you said. When the need is there, if we keep going at the rate and the pace that we're going, then it's the effectiveness is not going to be there.
Let's just look at some numbers here on what's being written. And this is about 10 years old, these numbers. Gynecologists wrote about 2.5 million antibiotic prescriptions per week. Per week. Internists, 1.5 million per week. So that's just, you know, over 200 million just in those things. Pediatricians, $500 million worth of antibiotics just for ear infections, which when you read the research, it basically says most of the time it is ineffective. That you give antibiotics for ear infections, that it's dietary and that. And see, that's the thing, listeners, as doctors, we get these warnings from the CDC all the time. Don't prescribe antibiotics, don't prescribe antibiotics. Yet what are we seeing out in the world? The doctors are prescribing them all the time. What does that mean? Holly, the listeners are going to have to say no antibiotics. They're going to have to say it.
Yes, this is the whole idea of the Dr. Holly emphasis on being your own primary care provider.
Absolutely.
And by all means, that doesn't mean, you know, and I you know, some people, not some people, I mean, I actually haven't come across this. I actually just wonder about it. Do you think that would make some people think like, wait, what? I need a doctor. But no, here's the thing. We have to empower ourselves because the fact of the matter is that antibiotics are harmful. They can be harmful if we continue to use them at the rate and the pace that we are using them. And the point of the matter is, for me, that if this was first-line treatment that was effective and in the long run not harmful, in the long term not harmful, then guess what? Cool. But there are other less invasive, effective ways to get yourself out of an ear infection, to get yourself out of a sinus infection.
Yes.
That can overall, at the same time, make your entire being more healthy. And we need to go there first. So it is up to you, listeners. if you go to your primary care doctor and they just spend 5-6 minutes with you because of your symptoms, will offer you a antibiotic. I think it is going to be up to you, your primary care provider, to see perhaps a second opinion, to see another system of medicine, to go and get that information so you can really, really take care of yourself.
Yeah, and a couple of numbers. Holly, let's say that we can keep making stronger and stronger antibiotics, which I disagree with. But the idea is every time there's a resistance to one, that we'll invent a new one. That's what a lot of people believe. I disagree with it. The CDC disagrees with it. The FDA disagrees with it. But let's just say
that's
happens.
The Center of Disease Control, yes.
Yes, it is. There's still no freebie. 2 to 5 antibiotic prescriptions in a year. Now, that's these people with sinus infections, Holly, or fungal infections. I mean, you know, we include antifungals in this because it's antibiotic. It kills life. They're getting them all the time here. Kids with earaches, 27% increase in cancer compared to those who took no antibiotics.
Right.
For those who had 6 or more prescriptions in a year, 37% increase in cancer. This was in the International Journal of Cancer. So this isn't alternative stuff. This isn't any rebellion stuff. And I'll tell you, listeners, I have to say it. Holly, ready to slap my hand here on this one? We're not responsible. The doctors are not being responsible. We are kids in a candy jar. If you walk in and say, my kid has this, we're going to keep giving them to you. You're going to have to be the responsible one around the doctor to say, does my kid or do I really need this? And if they say, well, it's a virus, you probably don't. You might want to just go home, go to the health food store, get some echinacea, do some chicken soup, sleep, drink good water and let you burn through this, you're going to need to do it. I am sad to say that as physicians, we're not going to be responsible enough to say no to you. We won't.
I completely agree. I think that though doctor is teacher, education is there. And when we look at the opposite of antibiotics, so killing life, what is it? It's probiotica, pro-life, to give life. And I think we also then need to understand in the meantime, right, we supplement our lifestyle as this rate and pace of antibiotic prescriptions, not only prescriptions, but also then the patient taking them continues. We need to remember at least we can re-inoculate with a good bacteria, with the bacteria that supports life.
Yeah, I think you can counter the bad effect. I do. I think a good probiotic. Are we going to say brands on this one, the things we like?
Oh, absolutely. Why not? I mean, look here. I feel two different ways. Either they're high colony forming units, right? Because tons, like 90 billion plus.
Right.
Because your stomach acid is pretty darn strong, could burn a hole in your hand if you just had a drop there. Will kill off some of the bacteria or the Pearl technology. But yeah, I'll let you take this.
I got two favorites, and you already said kind of I use the Pearl technology, company Enzymatic Therapy, or in the Physicians and Integrative Therapeutics. I think that's a good one. And then I think Soroyal has their human microflora product. And I think that's a powder. I think that I see sometimes the Pearls work better. I have an aunt with terrible colon problems after they did a resection. A Pearl a day keeps the doctor away. She thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And then the microflora there. So I think that those two are the best ones on the market, and I've tried about everyone out there.
Yeah, so, okay, antibiotics, please stop. Okay, maybe not stop, because we've talked about that. Listen, medications like antibiotics and other medications, pharmaceutical agents, they have a place in the healthcare system. They do. But at the rate and the pace that they are being prescribed, comma, and taken, okay? Because a doctor prescribing something is one thing. You taking it is another. It's really starting to risks are outweighing the benefits, and that's the problem we're getting into. And then also remember, while we're tackling this issue, you have the ability to supplement your lifestyle. If you take an antibiotic, you can mitigate those nasty side effects and the harm by taking good probiotics. We mentioned the Pearls, and Soroyal has the human microflora. All right, we're just helping you stay well here on Radio MD.